Yo, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. It's good to see everybody. Do this quick. Hope y'all had a good weekend. Hello, Nicole, Ryan, Miss Adams. So, there's a few things I wanted to talk about. One is this terrible smoothie that I made. It's just horrible. It is an abomination. It is terrible. And if the music in the background is too loud, let me know. I can turn it down. I like listening to music, but man, it's horrible. It is greens mixed with poverty and despair. It is terrible. But I'm gonna drink it because I don't like to waste stuff. The other thing I'm gonna talk about, I'm not gonna talk about my smoothie. I am going to talk about Trump's Twitter. It is the most fascinating thing to me right now. This dude's Twitter account is just so out there. Like, it is, we're going to dissect some of the stuff that Donald Trump is tweeting. And then we're going to talk about the big stuff that happened tonight, which is the Golden Globes. And on Twitter, it is lit up. All the trends are about that. So we're going to definitely talk about that a little bit. Talk about the snafus that they made. But first, let's talk about Donald Trump's Twitter, yo. Like, let's jump into Donald Trump's Twitter. So, I'm not a Trump fan. I don't like Donald Trump. You know what I mean? I don't think that most of the people that's tuning in here like Donald Trump either. If you have a Twitter and you have seen Donald Trump's Twitter, he has a very scientific way that he tweets. And it's crazy. Like, the last tweet that he said was, "Dishonest media says Mexico won't be paying for the wall. If they pay a little later so the wall can be built more quickly, the media is fake." And he likes to end his tweets with, like, a short sentence with an exclamation point. So the media is fake, exclamation point. I mean, the man has mastered Twitter. And I was talking to my friend about this, yo. If you know who Donald Trump is with Twitter, he is a 14-year-old me with no consequences that is just saying everything on his mind. That is me as a child after getting detention in 14 and just saying, "Miss Staples is the worst teacher on the planet. She is a loser!" Exclamation point. And then nobody does anything. Like, he just gets to say it. Now, it might be funny or cute or cheeky when it's like a little poor kid with no power. This is the most powerful dude in the free world. This is how he tweets. It is crazy. Like, I want to try to go through life tomorrow talking the way Donald Trump tweets. I just want to know what that's going to be like. I'm just curious as to how that will work. You know what I mean? But Donald Trump, his Twitter is just crazy. Like, he just be calling people losers. He just called leaders of other nations just losers with exclamation points. And nobody does anything. Like, he don't get sent to the principal's office or nothing. I don't understand it. Hi, I'm Carl Dyke. And then I saw, I don't want to do commercials. I need that soul. I need that funk music, baby. I don't want to do commercials. But Donald Trump, this dude is, he tweets the way people dream that they could, like, speak. Here's the thing. Here's the dilemma. Like, one of the things that we've always kind of criticized politicians about was, yo, like, nobody says what they mean and nobody says what they feel. Be careful what you wish for, because you ask for a politician that speaks his mind, and damn it, you got Donald Trump. That dude speaks his mind. It is crazy. I've always, somebody just asked me, where was I during the election when he was tweeting too? Like, I've always seen his tweets. His tweet game is fire. Like, I don't even, it's just, if he wasn't the leader of the free world, his tweet game is, it is crazy. Like, let's just read another tweet. Let's just read one. Because he got a bunch of them. "Having a good relationship with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. Only stupid people or fools would think that it's bad." That's just his tweet. That's just the tweet that he wrote, like, yesterday. He just called everybody stupid that is not feeling good about him in Russia. Like, he just don't care. This, y'all, what have y'all done? We have elected a dude that just doesn't care. I guess you gotta laugh to keep from crying. Let me read another one. My challenge to y'all is I want you to do it with people that can't fire you, okay? I want you to tomorrow talk to your friends like Donald Trump tweets. It is fascinating. I just wonder how, I just feel, what I don't know what it's gonna do to my life. I feel like I may feel super free or something. I don't know, man. It's crazy. Monitoring a terrible situation in Florida. Just spoke to Governor Scott. Thoughts and prayers for all. Stay safe! Exclamation point. I don't know what the thing is with all the exclamation points. I'm gonna try it. The next 5 tweets I do is gonna end in exclamation points. And maybe I can then be the leader of the free world. People, the one thing I want y'all to take away from this is if Donald Trump can be the leader of the free world, and I know it's a lot of privilege there and a lot of money, and I saw a picture of his house. These people is like sleeping on gold. It's crazy. It's just the gaudiest thing I've ever seen. The next job you apply for the level above it. Like, just do that. Just apply for the next level above it. Don't worry about it. Don't think too much about it. Just go for it. And then go into that interview with Donald Trump-esque confidence. Like, what I mean by that is, listen, I ain't never ran, let's say I wanted to do security for the mayor. I want to lead that team. I ain't never did that before, but you got to go in and be confident and like Trump and just say, like, I'm going to protect the mayor from all these criminals with an exclamation point at the end, and then just call everybody you don't like stupid and losers. Like, you can really rock out that way. This is what's happening. Anyway, I'm gonna leave Donald Trump alone for a little bit and take a sip of this smoothie. Listen, y'all, I've gained some weight because my knee is all jacked up, but I'm starting to get back into it. So I made a smoothie, and it is the nastiest smoothie I've ever seen. I'm telling y'all, it is greens mixed with Jim Crow. It is the most struggle smoothie I've ever made. This life is not for me. Y'all just gonna have to love a fat boy, cause if this is what it's gonna take. I'm sorry. I'm traumatized by the smoothie that I gotta drink cause I gotta finish it. The Golden Globes. So the Golden Globes was tonight, and it was a lot of black people that got nominated for stuff. It was a lot. Awesome, cause they learned their lesson last year. They said we can't leave the Negroes outside this year. We are going to have some Negroes get through this door. And I don't think Fences won anything. I'm not sure. If somebody lets me know, please. I really hope Viola won, but I'm not sure. It is my knee, Tyler. Thank you very much, sir. That is why I can't run. I can't play ball. I hope Viola won. I don't know. But so like the award shows this season was like, listen, I don't care what you got to do. Y'all gonna nominate some black folks this year. So a lot of black folks got nominated. Some of my favorite movies that I saw this year, I talked about Fences. Love Fences. I think Fences is one of the best movies I ever seen. And like, I think you have to, like, I saw some white critics talk about it, and I think that they did the best job they could. But I think black folks watching it, like, I have seen these conversations that they had in Fences in some iteration or some form. Like, culturally, they just really nailed what it was like. I felt like I was a fly on the wall in a black family. And so it is really important that people go see that movie. I love that movie. Another movie I saw was Hidden Figures. So let me tell you about Hidden Figures, okay? I'm gonna be really honest with you. I want to see Hidden Figures do well. I'm glad that it's killing at the box office. I love the story, not in love with the movie. I like the movie. But I love the story. I just don't think that I think the movie could have been so much better. I mean, you had these three extraordinary women. Like, I didn't even know this story, right? Like, but, you know, Taraji, Janelle Monáe, and Octavia Spencer did a really good job with what they had. The issue that I have with the movie is all of the Oscar-worthy moments, they went to white folks. Now, Kevin Costner is in a movie and he's amazing because he gets Oscar moments. He gets to make the big speeches. He gets to tear down the colored bathroom sign. Like, he gets to do those things. And they didn't really give you know, Octavia and Taraji and these folks, they didn't give them like those scenes that they could just kind of soak up. And when they did have those scenes, like the camera wasn't like on their face. It was like a wide shot. It was more focused on how the white people were reacting to these black folks as opposed to how the emotions of these black people at the time. And it's just not, I mean, that's how you get movies. That's actually really good. That good black movies, but the white person is the person that's getting nominated for these awards. And so I love the story. I think the story is amazing though, man. It's about these three women. One of them is like a super, just super mathematician, just genius. One is really good at like mechanics and things like that, and the other one is built to be an engineer and just sassy and whatever, because you know you got to have a sassy black girl. I'm conflicted in a sense. I love the movie and I want to see the movie do well, but I also want to see a movie that kind of shows us more in our element in a more honest way. And I think what Hidden Figures did was it was made by some white people and it was written by some white people, and they wrote it in a way that was digestible for white people. And that's really what it was. Now, I don't know how mad I am at that, because it's actually making money. It's making a lot of money. It is battling right now with Star Wars, and I love that Star Wars movie. So, you know, but I hope that some of them come home with some, I hope that some of them come home with some statues. Atlanta, I'm rooting for Atlanta. I see that Atlanta won something. Donald Glover is just, I love Donald Glover, man. I feel like Donald Glover is the kid that, like, he is living in the right time. Because if he was doing this 20 years ago, like, the quirky black dude didn't exist in media in this type of way. He didn't get a chance to blow up like this. So I appreciate him just kind of being him and being who he is. He reminds me of my brother. Like, my brother is like, not Will, but like my actual biological brother. Like, my brother was, I feel like he was born in the wrong time. I feel like my brother was like into like Yu-Gi-Oh and like anime and stuff like that. And that stuff just wasn't jiving in the hood where we grew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's popular now in a different type of way. And so I'm really rooting for Donald Glover and just his creativity. I want to see Issa Rae do well. We have some black folks out there flourishing, yo. And I think that's dope. It's awesome. And somebody wrote something about Atlanta in the comments. Atlanta, the TV show. I'm not talking about football. Just FYI, Atlanta is a show by Donald Glover. And it's an amazing show. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely go see it. And so, but there's media out there that's kind of showing our people in different lights. And so I want to see that stuff, you know, do well. The other thing that I wanted to put out there is, before I go back to Trump, because this dude is just wilding right now, is, you know, this is a time. And I'm not on some motivational speaker stuff. I think people think that that's what I want to do, and it's really not. I just like to tell people the truth, and I think that, you know, sometimes I just see my people being victims way more than they need to be, and it bothers me on a personal note, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to see that, you know what I'm saying? But in today's world, like, there are so many ways for you to get your creativity out there. Like, I may have put some money into like this podcast. Oh, I see you, Ryan. No worries. I may have put some money into like this podcast, but like, real talk, any of y'all out there that got like that has a mobile phone can like do that stuff, like, and get your thoughts out there and just create content and be talking. Like, folks that want to write, like, now more than ever, you can just write. You can just do it. There's Medium that's free. You can start a blog. Like, it's, you can just do the things that you want to do, and you don't have to have, there are as many like folks out there. Let me turn that off. There aren't as many like folks out there that's like that can like stop you from doing that. Like, if you want to do music, like, there was a time where you had to shop your music around. You had to have an A&R like put you in the door and all that stuff. Now you get a SoundCloud account. You build up your own base. They come to you now. Like, this is the time. Like, I wish I was a high school student at this time. If I was in high school right now, with the way in which like me and my friends was kind of hustling back then, like how my boy used to sell shoes, how I used to like burn CDs and sell those things or whatever. Like, if I was a child in this time, I would be on some stuff. Like, I would be out there like creating. I think the more we go, I think that, you know, I think that we're going to start to look at school and education differently. I mean, we just have to, you know, like I said, test scores just came out, not just test scores, but in California of math proficiency altogether, only 18% of black kids are proficient in math. Like, we have to start rethinking school and how we look at the school building and how that plays a role in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything else around us has morphed and has grown, but we still teaching kids the exact same way we was teaching them 100 years ago. And those are things that we got to like really talk about, like as a community and stuff. So, you know, like I think I said this last time, I'm going to say it again. If you got kids, yo, let me tell you what I be doing with my kids. I ain't got none. You don't need to give me your kids. I'm just saying, if you got kids, like, they got their smartphone. It's endless amounts of information on there. You ain't even got to sit them down with a book. You can, but like, you can put a playlist on YouTube that just introduces them to history and introduces them to their history. And like I would be like, so what I would be doing is I would be making sure, like, my kids would have to like understand what Marcus Garvey was talking about and what Malcolm X was talking about. And then we'd have to have a conversation about it. Like, I would try to build the analytical skills of my child. And children are just, they can be smarter than what we ever were. They don't have to run out to the library. Like I said, you don't have to be rich and have Encyclopedia Britannica. Like, there is no reason for somebody to be dumb in 2017. Especially if you got a smartphone. It's just no reason. Like, that, it's just none. You can learn almost anything on YouTube. Like, you can passively learn a ton of stuff. Like you, before, you had to be active and go out and get the book and go into the book and consume it and read it and analyze and stuff. Like, but they have, you can be passive and the information can come to you. I get lost in like these YouTube like videos all the time, man. And it's like kids just making content. And it don't matter how old you are. You could be 50 and it's something that you want to do. Like, you can go and find that information right now. Like, this is a perfect time to be alive. Now, I'm not saying it's still racial issues. It's still like issues of poverty. It's still all that stuff. But I'm talking about is like access to information, access to knowledge, like building a platform, like figuring out what you wanted to do and going after that. You know, I just feel like the people that like those mothers that used to sit at home and do Mary Kay, like in 2017, they could just do that in a different way. This is a time for innovation, man. And like, I just want to see us innovating, especially, look, I can't stand Trump. I think this dude is an idiot. And you know, I look at his Twitter and I mean, I laugh because you got to laugh to stop from crying, I guess, man. But if that dude can be like a president, like you gotta take that. And I know he's privileged. I understand. I know he has a ton of money. I get it. But you gotta take that and be like, I can be what I want to be. Like, when I was a kid, yo, I just did not believe I could be what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a sports agent, man. I wanted to do that so bad, but I just had never seen anybody do it. I didn't know the first part of like doing that. And like I say this when I give speeches, like, I might as well have wanted to be Batman. Like, those things just didn't exist. Like, in this time that we living in now, you can really do and be what you are, like what you want to be and what you want to do. So anyway, man, I hope you all are getting a chance to enjoy, you know, this Sunday. Just real quick, I'm gonna be in and out of town all this month, all next month. I have to fly out to Atlanta next week, and then I gotta go back to Atlanta a few weeks after that. I have to go to the East Coast to do some talking and all that good stuff, man. And I'm just gonna try to keep doing work and try to, you know, get some more articles published. Thank you for everybody that like supported. Thank you for everybody that supported the article that I did with my friend Sharif, that's across the country, on Trump and how we can't not engage at this point because we don't like this dude. It's really moving and I appreciate it. The other thing I'm excited about is that documentary is coming out soon. I just heard about some of the music that was coming and I was really excited. I wanted some Oakland music in there. I think I got that. And then I wanted like a bunch of black soul. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited to like be a part of something that gets to highlight not just necessarily my work or whatever, but it gets to highlight where I grew up as a kid. And I'm glad I got to do it with my brother, with my best friend, and like, you know, and the people that's like really supportive of that. I'm glad that my barbershop is in there. So as soon as that come out, I'll let y'all know, man. But that's it. I'm just having a good time, man. You know, I didn't really talk about work. Education world is education world, and public health is public health. There are issues there, but I'm blessed to be able to do it. And I'm gonna try to put something else out there that helps parents. So for the parents, you know, if you're struggling with something as far as your kid is concerned with education, send me those questions. And that's how that one article that went viral, I wrote it. I just got questions and I just wrote an article for you. So let me know and we'll go from there. If you want to have a conversation with me, you know, Facebook is one way. Twitter, if you hit me on Twitter, that's at @CCole3rd on Twitter. I think that'll be dope. You know what? There's technology now. I can actually do something about this. So that's at, let me see if I can do this. At @CCole3rd. That's Twitter. All right. Boom. Technology, baby. I'm all about that. As always, man, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, man. And you said do it at the bottom. Here, let me do it at the bottom too. Somebody said put it at the bottom. Let's see. Boom. Have a conversation with me there. But I'll see you all later, man. And y'all have a great week. All right, man. Peace.